came across this sefer. It's a sefer called the Shorim HaMetzuyonim Ba'alocha. Shorim HaMetzuyonim Ba'alocha in its original form was a sefer that accompanied the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and was a collection of Halacha Lamasa and sort of updating the various issues on Halacha. It was written by a European Rav who lived a lot of his life in Brooklyn. Very choshev Rav. So that was a very, very popular sefer in the door of my parents. People used to learn Kitzur a lot, and this was a go-to sefer for many rabbanim to know what updated halacha l'maaseh, so to speak. So recently, children and talmidim of this rav publishing his notes on Shas. Dan says we have the set. So I pulled it off the shelf, beginning of Chulin, and he writes at the beginning that the Chasam Sefer HaMinog, that before learning Masechtas Chulin, he would have a Tainus. Chasam Sefer, Satmar Rav has a comment, he was a Gavad de Kabdona. He had certain kpedas. Dover Yadu, apparently, that he was very nervous about learning Hichlas Avelis. And he was nervous, as the Gemara explains, the Marsha explains. So I tried to find this Chasam Sefer, and I was not able to find it. I was curious. Why would he have a Tainus before learning Masechtas Chulin? So I couldn't find the Chasam Sefer. But I did find that in the Sefer Yosef Ometz. Yosef Ometz is a Sefer from the Kadmonim. It's maybe early Achronim. I'm not sure. It's a collection of the Minhagim mostly of Germany. And the Yosef Ometz writes that it was a Minhag mi Kadmona. Here in a Minhag mi Kadmonim, the door is before him, that before learning Chulin, they would have a Tainus. And he writes that his father, before learning Chulin, Yevamos and Moed Katan, would have a Tainus. Because Moed Katan is Hilchas Avelos. And Yevamos, the whole suit is a person dying without children. And Chulin. And he says, Zayin, Gitin Daf Nun Zayin, Omed Beis. The person who published the Yosef Ometz says that the Ari makes the comment only those who learn Shaloi Lishma have to worry about. If you learn Torah Lishma, so then the learning provides protection. What's the Nakuda? What's the issue? So as you've already seen, the Gemara says I don't advocate Tanius Bechlal, except for what's Mechuyev. Because Taniyus for us don't seem to do Laniyus Daiti what they used to do. I don't see Taniyus as being enhancing our Avodas Hashem so much. When Chazal say we do, we have to do it. Because Baruch says you do it, you have to do it. So what were they concerned about? But the limud is an important limud. If we're learning Masechta Schulim, we got to know this. What's the inyan of here, right? So the Gemara says in Gitin Daf Nun Zayinum and Beis, the Gemara is darshan the posuk ki olecha hiragnu kol hayoyim. A posuk in Tilin Daf is Perek Mem Dalet. Nechshamnu latzoin letevach. David HaMelech complains that we're of all the various tzoras that Klal Yisrael endures. And then he defends, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmanes on us. And one of the reasons HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachmanes on us, Halo elekim yachgar zos ki yudei talu my slave. Even before this. Kol zos, with all these tzaras, bo'asnu v'loy shechachnucha, l'shikana b'risecha. With all the tzaras, that posuk aleph to Yud Zayin, we are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We haven't forgotten you. L'shikanda b'risecha. With all the tzaras, we're loyal, we keep the mitzvahs, we try. If terrible, terrible situations, we turned to Avedizor, Halo Elokim Yachkar Zois. Because Baruch Hu will do their research, we'll see. It was a lapse. It wasn't. Doesn't speak to the core of a Jew of Klal Yisrael. Ki olecha iragnu kol hayoyim nechshavnu l'tzayin tivcha. We have willing to give our lives to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol hayoyim. So, ura lo masishan. Why should there be Esther upon him? Akitz al tiznach l'netzach. Gemara in Gittin says, what is ki olecha iragnu kol hayoyim? How can every door, the word doris of Shmad, there are doris of pogroms, but how can we say ki olecha iragnu kol hayoyim? So Chazal say there are many mitzvahs that we do that show our mesiris nefesh. So one mitzvah is mitzvah of milah. Mitzvah of milah is mesiris nefesh. Chayim say Baruch Hashem, whenever hear of a child that dies because of bris milah. So Chayim say that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's shmira. That's because we have now we have medications that fight infection. But Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be mesaken, we're willing to do it. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar, Eilu talmidei chachamim, shemarin hilchis shchita me'atzman. This refers to talmidei chachamim. This is the original art scroll. They didn't have pictures. They didn't have diagrams. So how is the Rebbe supposed to show where the mokem shchita is? He learned how to sugi l'agroma. He learned about the tabas. We learn about that the shechita takes place on some place in the neck. Going to take the whole yeshiva out to the Catskills for those men to look at behemoths, right? They're not going to go to the shlochta. So how do they show the shechita? So the Rebbe used to stretch his neck. He used to show him his neck where the shechita. He wanted to show Agroma. So he wants to show how groma means that you pierce the neck as opposed to chalora, as opposed to coming from the edge of the neck. So how do you show that? What do you pierce it? You put it through the corner of the vessel. So the Rebbe used to, according to Rashi, used to take a knife, had the knife on the table to show it what a shachit's knife is, and he would show it on himself. And person can always slip. Right. Be something's so dangerous. So Shlok just says, but how are we going to teach the halacha? I'm going to take a hire a bus to a farm. Austerity measures right now at the yeshiva. So how are you going to? But you have to. Have you enough to know? You have to give over the Messiah. So the Rebbe used to show it on his neck. So if it means that you take a chance, and have to be very, very careful, but there is a mortality rate in being a very, very low mortality rate, not a big sakana, but a sakana rate in teaching chulin, where Shloka just says, but you're not going to lose the mesichta of Shas. Now we have pictures, Baruch Hashem. So it's different. So I don't have to worry about this. It's safe. But this is before the age of pictures. So before the diagrams. So Rish Lakish says, look, Tamidachom Shemarin Hilchah Shechita B'Yatzvah. Later on, Rama said, you shouldn't do this. Kol Mile Lech Seyinish B'Nafshe. Bar Meshechita V'Domer Achim. Rama says, he said, it's not the right thing to do. Right? As Rashi says, because it can slip, it can be dangerous. You shouldn't show tzaras. I'm not sure exactly what that means according to Rashi. Maybe it means if a Rebbe had an open wound, so he wanted to show the different ways that a wound can look like tzaras, shouldn't do that. So Rava said it's an inappropriate practice. So apparently, based on this Gemara, the Kadmonim said, look, we have to learn Chulin, we can't not learn Chulin. Can't drop a Masechta. Can't only play it safe, to the safe Masechtas. You gotta do the dangerous Masechtas. So you gotta teach Chulin. At Tainus, the day before, we must follow that every Rebbe who starts Chulin will also finish Chulin. That was what the Tainus was. It's a little bit, sounds a little bit hard to understand that it was such a sakana that they wouldn't be careful. Maybe they could wear neck braces. I don't know. So you already saw that the Marsha says, that's what Rashi says. That's the Lashon of Rashi, right? But the Marsha already said, the Marsha couldn't say, I don't understand Rashi. He couldn't say that Rashi sounds far-fetched. So he says, Rashi, Shem yitchevenu b'groinai. So Marsha says, Nirli yoyser. Sounds like to me that it's not a question of the mamish sakana. Not physical sakana. It was physical sakana, but it was a sakana of altif tachpelosah. That if a person would start showing shechita on himself, so Marisho says that's a violation of altif tach pelosah. The person could bring a din on himself. So Rish Lakish says, but you got to do it. And the Rava said, oh, be careful not to do it. So the Marsha is an important Makor. Who's the Lashon of Marsha? He is v'yoyse nire lefarish demare mazle ki inin al yiftach pel l'sotn. He brings upon himself. Usually I understood this din of al tiftach pel l'sotn, the person shouldn't bring a din upon himself. The person can always say, we have yimei a din coming up at, for everybody in Rish Chodesh Tishrei shatov aleinu l'toiva, but there could be a din some other times. A person does something dangerous. He brings a din upon himself. A person has to go through a surgery. There's a din that's happening. So, al tiftach pel l'sotn means a person shouldn't bring a diyun in Shmei Morim upon himself. The Marisho is, I think, a little bit of a different take. The Mara Mazle. This could bring a bad mazle to the person. V'madibur may be l'dekach. And if by saying something negative about oneself, dangerous about oneself, one could bring a din, so if a person does a maisa, so if that's what he means, don't start talking about the tzaras in your skin. When you have to show tzaras, and you want to show whether it's white, whether it's dark, whether their hair is not hairs, no, draw pictures. Do it, but don't show on your skin their own tzaras. Why? A person shouldn't bring tzaras upon himself. A person should never say anything. That's why we always, if we have to say something bad, we say Rachmona Litzlan. Gemara talks about it. Because we don't want to bring it in. So the Marsha says that's what the Gemara was saying. We're discussing Shechita. That's what the Yisvemis says. His father, when he learned Yevamis, every single day, a person, thousands of children, Rachmona Litzlan. So you don't want to bring it in. Starts every day by cotton. The Divrei Yo, the Satan Rav said, Satan Rav is the truth at the very end of Yeridaya. This is a truth I think he still wrote in Europe. That there was a situation where men were at war, and they were reported dead, Rahman al Islam. So the question that was raised, is that Rav, does the government report have nemonis, no edus? So there's a little tshuva, part of the tshuva talks about the issue of aguna. And he says that he doesn't want to get involved with because it wasn't lemaisa then. But then he said, but then the question, the issue was, with this kind of a suffix, should anybody be knowing avelus? Should anybody start saying kaddish? So he said, to say kaddish, he's saying shevach to Baruch Hu. But to say, he discusses if a person has to say rachmanos on kaddish for if he's asked to say kaddish for somebody else and his parents are still alive. So I'm minig to machlekes a poskim. I'm minig is not to. But he says that a person should never be knowing suffik avelus. Besides, the suffik avelus brings certain bituli mitzvahs. I can't learn. But he says because of this gemara. Because it's Marsha, because of Tiftach Pelasot. So the Marsha says, that's the Pshat, he thinks, that because they're going to be discussing Shechita, and because they would sometimes demonstrate Shechita on themselves, so they had a Tainus before the beginning of the Limud, because Baruch Hu should protect them from any kind of din that they can bring upon themselves. I was thinking maybe another mahalach from this week's parasha. This week's parasha, we have the parasha of Irani Dachas. And at the end of Irani Dachas, town became full of Avodah Zarah, so we have to destroy the town. Noshim, noshim etaf. Destroy the town entirely. Even little children, tefillah. Baruch Hu said. So at the end of the parasha, part of the pasuk is that if we fulfill the requirements of Irin Idachas, Minosan, I think it was Minosan Lacharacha Mimrichamcha. Any Bali Kriya? I think Minosan Lacharacha Mimrichamcha. So, no, but Mr. Parsha is Parsha Rei. No, so the yes for your birthday party this week. So the Arachaim says we usually learn the pasuk to mean Idu Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachman Asanas. Why davke Irani Dachas? The Arachaim Hakadosh says that b'derech hateva, if a person has to engage in something which is b'derech hateva cruel. So then they become, they get used to it. They become more, this become less sensitive to tzar. They pick up that the ability to do things that are have an evil tinge. Just last week, somebody wrote in one of the Jewish newspapers that we are no longer as horrified as we were 5 or 6 years ago when a person, either mitam rishus, mitam illness, walks in with a machine gun and or some kind of rifle and guns down scores of people. So nowadays we read it and go on to the next thing. You know, another mass kill. Whereas even 4 or 5 years ago, it evoked certain hergation. So the Rechaim says that's v'teva adam. It's v'teva adam that as one gets exposed to cruelty, someone becomes less sensitive to cruelty. So Rechaim says b'derech hateva, if you have to wipe out a town, avir nidach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look what are you going to? Kadosh Baruch Hu says mitzavas. Gemara says that there was never Irani Dachas. But in theory, if there was ever Irani Dachas, machlokes in the Gemara. But in theory, if there was ever Irani Dachas, the Baruch Hu was saying, wipe out Anoshim, Noshim, Etaf. Rechaim says, but you're going to become less of a mensch, less of a Selim Likim. You're going to become comfortable with Midvach Zorius. Says, that's the Baruch. The Baruch Hu says, you're right. That's B'derech HaTeva. But I will give you a bracha to counter that. So it's thinking it could be a similar thing when it comes to learning Hilchos Shechita. So there are a lot of other sugyas in Shechit and Chul besides Shechita, but the context is always going to be slaughtering an animal. So every day we're going to be discussing Shechita, so let's commit with our hergish of Tzar Balechayim. So maybe that's what the Karmoinim held, is that in order that before one engages in a Mesichta that has is very rich and has many, many shasugyas and the lomdas and the yomkus, and for us particularly insightful because we have shirim from the Rav and Hilchos Shechita, and so we have a certain mesoros of how to learn the sugyas, and again the lomdas is very, very, very rich lomdas. And many Yesodis. So it's. But nevertheless, the context will often be a Maisa Shechita. So maybe that's what the Kanoim had in mind. That before one begins Mesechtas, nothing is a Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara's Pshat is the way that the Rashi and the Marsha says. Maral is a similar Pshat, very similar to Marsha. That. But there is a halacha lemaisa that comes out of this Gemara. We should have to be careful not to show Lim Chavrusa. Use the pictures, use the diagrams. Don't use your Chavrusa. not to be Maranashe. I was thinking also sometimes when a person wants to indicate that it's time to finish a lecture or something. Right? So also they put a simon is against them. Sarachin, if that's a good thing to do, I don't know. You could say it's different nowadays because it's become a different. It's not a maisa shchit, it's a maisa to stop talking. That's not such a bad thing. So the Sarachin. But you see from the sugya that there is a, when that does have to be careful. From this marasha, Rashi would sound like only if one uses the knives. Marshaw says, even without using the knives, there's a person to be careful. And it could be the Kadmoinim took it a step further. That in order to make sure that we maintain a healthy sense of herigish, a sensitivity, of concern for any kind of tsar. Again, we understand that Shechita is the least form of tsar for an animal. That you see in the Meriah Mitzvahs. Nevertheless, it is a Maisa Shechita. The Hemshecha Gemara is a good way to begin this man. Gemara says, Ki Yilech Aragnu Kol Hayoyim, Zos HaTorah, it refers to another Maimer of Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim in Ela Mamisha Meimis Atzmai Aleyim, Shenemar Zois HaTorah Odom ki yomuz ba'oyel. Parshas Chukas. So the Chazal are pointing out that it shouldn't be Zois HaTorah. Zois Toiras Tumas Meis. Zois HaTorah. Odom ki yomuz ba'oyel. So Chazal explained Zois Toiras, Zois HaTorah Odom. If a person wants to become a person who is defines himself by Torah, Zois HaTorah Odom, if a person who wants to become a Torah-dika person, a Talmud Chacham, a person who is defined by learning, Ki Yomus Voel, he has to be willing, Ein, this is a very, very strong comment, Rosh Hashanah is not saying you have a choice, that there are possibilities. Ein HaTorah Miskayman. The Torah thrives. The Torah maintains itself. B'mi shememis atzmai aleim. What does that mean? Shememis atzmai aleim. So the Marsha explains that a person has to be willing to give up, make sacrifices for Torah. He has to be willing to. The Marsha has to give up certain luxuries. to give a certain leisure times. Person has to be balanced. Person, we can't drive ourselves crazy. Can't overstress ourselves. Everybody needs a certain amount of downtime. But one always has to be mishar, whether we need as much downtime as we are according ourselves. That's what the Marashah says. Mavis Atzmai doesn't mean he kills himself. But he limits his Atzmias. He limits the needs he thinks he has. Kachan, our door, my door and your door had this great bracha because my parents and your parents sacrificed to send all of us to yeshiva. It was always difficult to send kids to the today school. It was always a chunk of one's salary. It's also a chunk of one's salary. It was always a chunk. It wasn't that it was easy at any time. The parents made the sacrifices. That's what we're zeich. That's our schus. If we want to be matzliach, we have to make some sacrifices also. It's not going to... It was the Lomji Rosh Hashiva once said that his Talmidim are so excited about learning that they want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula any given night. Because the problem is they also want to sleep. So I'm not advocating giving up sleep. But all of the Mishar, are we pushing ourselves in order to accomplish the learning? There is a fascinating Maharal on this Gemara in the Chiddush HaGadol, it's in Nesach Yisrael. The Maharal says that the Hezra Dover is because Be'etzem Atzmoi is boss of Adam. Atzmoi is physical. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is Ruchni. So the emes is that the Torah should not find a home in the boss of Adam. Talking about the Chochmas Elokis, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Machshavas, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So where do we come? Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Mishmei Marim. Right? How does that come to us, boss of Adam? So L'chara, we should not be the kelim for Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said otherwise. Every human being, every Jew can become a Zoyis Torah Sadeh. But you have to appreciate that you have to be made misasman. You have to appreciate that it's not natural. Not all be derech hateva. That's pshat. Shulchan Aruch very rarely gives pshat and brachas. But the Shulchan Aruch says, what's pshat? And at the very end of the Shayotze, when we say, umafli lases. Right? Fechol basam umafli lases. Utsu umafli lases. So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not referring to the neflois haborei that are described in the bracha. Umafli lases is that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts together vasev dam and neshama. That's the pillar. And that's the pillar that we, Baruch Hashem, are miskayim and are mekayim morning seder, night seder. Every opportunity Baruch Hu gives us the schus to learn. So that's our schus. That we are meimis atzmius al haTorah. And Bezer Hashem, by applying ourselves, we really have a great schus at the beginning before Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rav Kook used to say that he used to have a special Seder on Erev Shabbos. This is Erev Shabbos afternoon, he was learning. But he's getting ready for Shabbos. So Terevik Gemara says, Emloi Brisa Yom Avalai Chukais Shemaros Leisamti. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, without Torah, the world can't exist. The world exists only because of Shchus HaTorah. So, the whole world domain is Vana. But we're over here, in Washington Heights. We're back in the saddle already before Chodesh Elul. That's tremendous chus. So I want to start the limud on Daf Tesvet Aleph just for 2 days. Because I thought it's an easier way to get into the Masechta, an easier way to give Hakdama. Instead of giving you Hakdama as a drosha, so we can learn a sugya that we'll get to. And we'll learn, it gives us an entry point. Amr Yudah Amr Shmuel, Kol Tavok Sheinei Yedei L'Cheshchita Oser Lechol Mishchita Asai V'Tavok Yeh V'Sheichet V'Nam Oretz. He didn't learn L'Cheshchita, so he can't eat his meat. V'Ein Lohei L'Cheshchita, it's a very from Tavok. Is he can they eat him? Davin's in minyan, and all the mitzvahs, but he never learned hilchos shechita. So before we go weiter, what hilchos shechita are we talking about? Obviously, he took a knife. He showed it to the rav. Maybe he didn't show the rav. I'm not sure. Took a knife. It's a sharp knife. He killed the animal around the neck. Looks like a shechita. Sounds like a shechita, right? Maybe it's a shechita. So what doesn't he know? So here we have our first hakdama to l'cheshchita, that there are 5 pesulei shechita, 4 or 5. And I referred you to the Sefer HaChinuch because that's a very, very easy way of defining the pesulei shechita. And the Gemara says that the pesulei shechita are Allah and Moshe Messina. This week's parasha. That's maybe we're learning chulin this year. Parshas Rei, first parasha of the site of the Zman, is as the not the pasuk, but the parts of the pasuk was the vachta or tizbach kasherit zivisicha. So where's kasherit zivisicha? As a Torah Shemal Peh, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Then there are that shechita has to be done without an interrupt, without a shehiyah. You can't stop while you're doing the shechita without shehiyah. Derosa, it has to be done in a seesaw action. Can't be done in an onion chopping or radish chopping way. Chaloda. It has to be done from the outside. It can't be done into the neck and then within the neck slicing the corner of the vesha. Hakroma, it has to be done in the right area that the Kadosh Baruch Hu defined. It has to be done without ikur. What's without ikur? Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, where the ikur means that the simone shechita, the kone and vesher are not in the right place, they've been moved aside. But I get the kone and vesher in their right place vis-a-vis the kone and vesher. Or when it means that I sliced through part of one simon while I was slicing the other simon. So those are the halachas, basic halachas of shechita. No shehiyah has to be done from the outside of the neck, has to be done in the designed place, has to be done with the konda and veshet in place, has to be done in a sliding, a swiping, so we say nowadays. It's not a swiping action, right? And has to be done without hesitation, without a shehiyah. Good. So this sheichet didn't know the halachas, so we say that, it means treif. Put it out in the non-kosher section. So Gemara says, "What was Rav Shmuel talking about? Was a shir? He gave a shir saying a sheikh who doesn't know cheshchita can't eat his meat." Michael Marshall, what's the chiddush? Kulu taninu. that we just summarized Perek Beis and Masechta Chulin. We just ran through, I think, 4 or 5 Mishnayos. So Rav Yehuda Mishul is just telling us Hilcha Shechita. Couldn't be. That's a Mishnah. Leitzvicha Sheshachet Lefaneinu Shnayim or Shlosh Pamim V'Shochat Shapir. We have an Amo Aras of a Sheikh, but a very, very lucky Amo Aras. Right? Good odds. It's a good guy to hang around in Atlantic City. He's a lucky guy. Right? He did his Shechita. We watched him. The guy's an Amoritz Gomer. I think of all the Geshech. Knife's in the right place. Slices, swipes it down. No Shahia. Kavala. Right? You can make a YouTube out of it. Show people what Shechita is supposed to be. Vishokha Shapir. No, what's the din now? It's the first time. Okay, I'm not sure it's going to be. It's not good. Second time. Good. Third time. Now was the din. Do you let him shecht? To give me, you can't give him a ksav, you can't give him a kabbalah shechita. You can't give him a sign. You can't give him a letter that he learned hilcha shechita. You can give him a letter that he's a lucky guy. He gets it right. So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul says, Ma'udah teima. Medida Shoch and Shapir, 1, 2, and 3 were good. Hainami Shoch and Shapir. Chol Chazoke. Kamash Malon, Kevon de Le Gomar, since he does not loches, Zimnin, de Shohi Vidarvis Vilay Yoda. He won't even know what he's doing wrong. Okay, does not loches. No. What's the Chiddush? How would you be Magdir if you don't have din? In other words, the din, we know what the din is. How are you going to put in Shulchan Aruch? We know. We're going to put in Shulchan Aruch Kol, Tavach, Shaloi, Loman, Hilcha, Shechita, Osir, Lachom, Shechita, Osir. Good. We're going to put in Shulchan Aruch Kol, Tavach, Afilu, Shochet, Befaneinu, Meya, Pomim. He has better numbers then the guy who learned the Hilcha Shechita, the guy who's a great Kabbalah, he has better numbers. Right? It's Chus Ovis, whatever it is. Halacha will still be Osir Lechol Mishchitos. The din we know. Halav Yishulchan Aruch we know. What's the... How would you be Magdi the din? What's the Habimina? And what's the Chiddush? Is it a din they rice than the rabbanon? Is it also lechol midin they rice than the rabbanon? Is it a suffer shechit than they rice? What's the din? What's the halacha if a sheichet shechted 3 times gevalda shechita and ama oras gomer? He knows one thing: which way to hold the knife. Otherwise, he's done, right? So his shechita is osir mideraisa, osir derabanan.
Well, the
psulim
don't talk about the person who's a shochet, so then it should be derabanan that you can't have
amharitz
shechita.
In other words, you're saying mideraisa.
Well, the psulim isn't an amharitz that does the shechita, so then I would guess that it's derabanan.
Okay, so you're referring to 1, 2, and 3 when we watched him. Now 4 and 5, we stop. He's not watching. He's on his own now, right? 1, 2, and 3. It sounds like that. Sounds like that's a terchim. Whether you're eating 1, 2, and 3, all right. 1, 2, and 3 might be that acher omer ala olav al gamav, but now we're no longer watching. So we have this dead animal. Looks like a good shechita. You look at the konin vesher, sliced well, very well sliced. It's good, right? Who did it? Sheichet. How is a good sheichet? No ksav kabbalah. What does he have? I have 3 out there that were perfect. Bechina. Doesn't know anything. Doesn't have a spell of a shiyah. Look, what's the din? So we know the din is with that and he said they rise at the rabbanon. This animal. Which chazaka? Which way?
And it should be good. And it
would
be then the
rabbanon. So is it so? Tzvi, right? Tzvi is saying it's, then it, that the chazaka should be he's muchzuk and it's good. Now chazaka, chazaka, whatever cool. Maybe Rav Shmuel says exactly why we don't know what happened to chazaka. So Tzvi is saying Zimnin the Shoy v'Yoda is not undermining the Chazaka. Chazaka is a good Chazaka, but Chazal added an extra Chashash. No, what would you say? Is that what you say?
Sounds good.
I'm off to a good start. Don't call you Ari. Okay.
Also, because it says it's asher to eat from it, it doesn't say that the food is treif. It's asher to eat.
Like, well, and if it would say, what would be the difference if it says asher to eat if it's?
If it said that it was, you know, nevela.
Yeah.
Then that would seem more like a something midoraisa, because then it's midoraisa you're not allowed to eat this meat.
So the interesting part, and the question is you're saying it would not be metame benevela. Okay, that's the next sugya. I'm not convinced. It's an interesting horror. Because it says, Oser lechom shchitose. As opposed to, I have to be honest with you, I don't have enough of the mesichta in mind to know what the right lashon is. I have to come back and revisit that. No? Yaakov?
It sounds like the mila of Noam Pokos Shchita is not necessarily that you get it right most of the time, but that you'll know when you make a mistake so that you'll put that animal aside and you won't sell it. So it's not necessarily about whether or not he's able to perform a good Shchita, it's just that when he does get it wrong, he's not going to know.
Where does that take you, though? Therefore,
you can't eat anything that you don't see in Shchita, because it sounds like it's common that maybe anyone could make a mistake. Anyone could have the disease of Dishahi Vidaris.
So
who knows Hilko Shchita will know not to give you those meats, whereas he won't.
So you're saying that for some reason it's not a good chazaka. Or the chazaka is not going to... It might be a good chazaka, but it's not going to be machmi in this particular din. No, Tzvi?
My own devil's advocate.
You're throwing your chavuz under the bus now.
The previous shkitas were good, not necessarily because they were good shkitas, but because there was someone who knew the halakha that was watching. And therefore, even if this one would have been a good one if it looks good, because he doesn't know the halakha, and because there was no one watching, there's something lacking from the shkita.
So let's assuming what you're saying is the mitzias, that there was somebody watching the other three, right? Somehow we knew that they were good. So, right now, we're only focused on number four. Right? In other words, why number one, two, and three, whether they're kosher or not kosher after Rabbi Yom Shul, I'm not sure. But assuming they are kosher. But I don't know if there's any reason to say that because those animals are kosher, even this animal is kosher. The question is, those animals are kosher. Does that now tell us that this shechet is muchzak, that he's going to do a good shechita weiter? Right? So why those were kosher, I don't think is the relevant issue over here. No? I forget. What's your name?
Jacob Friedman. I was just saying, along the lines of what Yaakov was saying, that perhaps it's not a good chazaka because he wouldn't, meaning, I don't know exactly how chazaka works, but it could be that perhaps it wouldn't work if it's something just by chance. He happened to luck out those three times, but the next 30 times he's going to mess up, so therefore we'll be stricter and not apply the chazaka to this case.
So Jake is saying that this Gemara is evaluating what is the basis of chazaka. In other words, when you have a, when something happens more, it happens three times. Does that always create a chazaka? And sure, negeach three times. If it's negeach three times, and there are no compelling aspects of the event that would indicate that it's because it's a terribly hot day, he's very aggravated, he's very hungry. Goes three Tuesdays, and three times the course of the week, day after day. No Torah says. Kigach, it's a short nagach, a nagach, right? So Jacob is saying, but is there such a thing as a chazaka that when we look at it, we say, this does not really, past performance does not really indicate anything about future performance. Chazaka means when there's a svara to the chazaka. This animal is a wild animal, right? Or it became a wild animal. It's an angry animal, right? It has hanoah from gore, whatever it is, a svara. But if I cannot provide a svara, if I can look at this and say that there is no reason that past performance should in any way be magala future performance, that's not a chazaka. That's still in the getter of mikra, right? In other words, again, so Jacob is saying is that the yisoid of chazaka is to say that when something happens three times, it's no longer a chance, right? Rachmana litzlan, a family loses two children to after bris milah. So if it happened to be that one was in our midbar, one was during a time when there was some kind of epidemic going on, then that doesn't tell us anything. But if there's nothing else going on, l'chayr is because the family has a genetic predisposition against surgery. Nope. So then that's their muhsuk, right? A spouse loses two spouses, and there's no indication of why this happened, right? So then we say, you know, this very rare comes l'maisa nowadays, that the spouses are kavlan, a kavlanis. Over here, what Rav Yehuda Mishmuel's machadish to us is that in this case, there is no indication that the successful shechita is going to indicate future successful shechitas. Why? Came into Lake Gomer, is him in the show of Vidar Slayoda. He's not even going to know. So how can it be an indication? How can the Magal anything loss of love? Right? How can it tell us it wasn't Bimikra? It wasn't Bimikra. He wouldn't even know she was Shia. The fact that it wasn't Shia? The fact that it's a Shaila? If Jacob's correct, then Lechairam, Vidar Mishmu is telling us in Chazok and Kol Terakula. If he's correct, right? That's what Ezra was saying before. This is Adin Deiraisa, not in the Rabbanim. Lo Yitzur, there would be a suffake if the Sheikh and Hilcha Shechita, right? Guy shechts 3, 4, 5, 6 times Gevaldig Shechita, right? Now, two guys come forward and they come to the Vat of the year and they say, you should know this Sheikh, I was with him in Yeshiva. I was sitting next to him when you learned Chulin. The guy doesn't know. I remember you got the Daf test, couldn't translate a single word. The other guy says, what are you talking about? I was with him in Chavrusa. He was Gevaldik. He knew entire Tofnan Olive in Chinuch. And he knew every single Sefer Sofek. So according to Ezra, according to Jacob, Sefer Deraisa, right? The Chazaka is Bechal Gud Chazaka. Right? According to Tzvi in the Madura Kama, and according to Zev, it's a Sovik Derabana. Right? Yaakov, I'm not sure where you stand. I think Sovik Derabana, I'm not sure. It's a Sovik Deraisa power. Right? Danny, what are you going to say?
I think
Bechal
Zaka, we said that you need a claim. Like, I inherited the claim.
Yeah, good.
The guy needs to claim that, like, I learned how to do Shchita. You can't just say, oh, I had three good Shchitas. So you can say that if he doesn't have that claim, then he can't be Muchzak.
So that is who could upschlug Dani's ha'ara from Baba Basra? Chazaka she'ini matana. So the surface, what you're saying sounds good and should be a riot to what Jake was saying. I'm not convinced, because it could be that the chazaka of Baba Basra, what you're referring to, is a specific din of a chazaka bring a raya. There, the chazaka is a raya that I bought it. So it's simply saying I've been squatting here for 3 years isn't a raya that I bought it. So it could be that chazaka, what you're saying is, it's discussed by the Achronim in many situations. And the Achronim say, don't bring me a raya from Baba Basra. Because chazaka, she'ini matana, is not a chazaka that mistoma. This guy is the Baal. It's a chazaka that it's machlokes is between the Ksais and the Ramban, right? It's a chazaka that if the original Baal didn't really sell it to me, so then he would have made a macha. It's a chazaka that if I wouldn't have lost my shtar. But there the chazaka is arrived in the Baal. So I have to be able to say how it became the Baal. I can't say it became the Baal by living here for 3 years. So this is a different, but you're correct that what we're suggesting over here so far is similar in that there has to be some Sivara, some Yisod of the Chazaka. So the Rajba says, Mar Savar, Maiko Mashmur. Mitoich loshein zeh, from Rashi's loshein. Shemoydiu v'chashchita. V'omar bori li shalei shahisi v'sharasti. Shemuter lechol mishchitase. So Rashba says that it sounds like from Rashi, v'medayik in Rashi. That. If we, Shechita 4 and 5, so we take the guy aside after and we say, I'm going to describe to you what Shechita was. You say, you tell me yes or no. He says, no. I describe to him Dirasa, Chalada, Rama, Mavara. And he says, he can check all the boxes and say, no. So the Rashba says, it sounds like, from Rashi, that in that case, it would be mutter to eat the meat. Right? Pirish Rashi, Kulu taninu masisen, v'cheven deinu boki, pshita dosa lech, mishkitosa. V'lo yada, eni yedea, shosa lasa, eskein vechilono. Eni yedea, he doesn't even know what to look for. So the fact that he got his first three shchitas perfect, doesn't mean anything. We need to have a predictor, right? Says the Rashba. So according to Rashi, what would Taka be the din if he did Shechita 4, 5, and 6? And then we bring him over and we say, let's learn a Shechita, now tell us how we score yourself. And he says, Rabboisai, thanks for teaching me. I can tell you that 5 was a bad Shechita. But 4, Knakadik. I think, well, it was a good shechita. What would Yehuda Mishmuel say in that case? So, Rashba sounds like from Rashi, he'd say, that's good. Says the Rashba, Veinu Mechuber, doesn't sound right. He says, the Chochmei Tzerfasim said, go along with that. Veinu Mechuber. Why? Because along the lines of what Zev was saying before, he says, Gemara doesn't say that Shoichin She'enid Hilchel Shechita Boidkin Oisai. We check him out. Mivamrim Oisai. Shoilim Oisai. Right? Let's see what happens. Sofeg until we figure it out. It says, Osir Lechol Mi shchita asay. So Rashba says, no, medayik in the lashon. What does it mean, asay? So along the lines of what Zev was saying before. I mean, it sounds like we can ask him all we can teach him and ask him. Still asay. Elavadei asay legamrei. Mashma de dilma shav edaris. V'chol man de leyada Amid v'lava daiti l'midker. He says, because this, it's impossible for a person, he's explaining it then, it's impossible for a person to even know if he did a good shechita. V'mtoim amkein maikom akshinon maikom ashmalon kulu teninu. Hatuva kamashvelon de mehemin leimar leshizi lederasti. So it says the Rashba, if I'm right, then how do we read the Gemara my kamashvelon? So he says yeshloimar, that's exactly how you read the Gemara. Amir Rishmol. Hatavoch tzorach sheyivdek b'simon ha'shchita. Omer Rav Yosef, af anon namitanina. No, wrong Gemara. Amir Rav Yishmol, kol tavoch shenei idea hilchot shchita. Osur lechol mishchita osay. Maiko mashmalon. What did he teach me? What's his din? We all know these halachas. So we answer by saying it was a chazaka, and I might think that he's muchzuk as doing a good shechita. So he's machadish that he's not muchzuk. All right, tzorachin and exactly how to read this. The way, if we take what Jacob was saying before, kamash v'lon is bechlal no chazaka. Kamash v'lon ayisoyin chazakas and kol haterakulam. Right? If we take Tzvi's pshat, kamash melon, that is a good shechita. But Chazal were mistapik. Right? How does the Rashba learn pshat, and how does the Rashba say the Rashi learn pshat? My kamash melon, according to Rashi. What is the chiddush? If a person doesn't know shechita, obviously it's any trick. Michael Mashmalon. I know there are five hilchos shechita, five pshutei shechita. No. Kamashmalon. He's not telling me hilchos shechita. No. Those are mishnayos. He's telling me that if a person shechted several times, and they're good shechitas, and now he's on his own. Right now he's on his own. So now, Rashba's friend Rashi is, don't eat the meat until you're mevarer whether it's a good shechita or not. Correct? Don't eat the meat until you sit him down and say, let's talk about, but Rashba's pshat and Rashi. If he can say, I heard Shia, not Shia. I heard Drasa, not Drasa. Then it's good to eat. And Rashi, so Michael Mashmalon, what's he teaching me? He's teaching me that we're not going to be seimech on this chazaka, but we need to be mevarer. Right? Two step halachas. We're not semech on the chazaka. We need to be mevarer. Why are we not semech on the chazaka? Not enough information. Either because the chazaka is not good enough raisa, because of what Jacob said, or I didn't the rabbanon. Not sure. Need a rai before a mechriya. Rashba says pshat. He says Michael Mashmalon. He says number one, if Rashi was correct, Gemara would say mevarer. Number two, if Rashi was correct, then there's no Michael Mashmalon. It's Tessadora Pasha. If the din of Rabbi Shmuel is a guy doesn't know halachas, you have to be mevarer. I need a shear from Shmuel, and if Shmuel wouldn't have said this halacha, we wouldn't have a Gemara. Shaila comes up. Sheichet shechted the animal. We don't know if he knows Hilcha Shechita. We know he doesn't Hilcha Shechita. Then what would you say? Well, tell him, find out, did he do Shechita? Find out, did he do Rasa? Ask him, where was the knife? How did you move the knife? Right? I need a Gemara for that. According to Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? What's the chiddush of Rashi? Mevarin? So Rashi says, in order for this to have a chiddush over here, what's pshat? To tell me that you're mevarin to find out with the chiddush chiddush, I don't need a gemara, it's a dover posh that night. So Rashi says, what is pshat? Michael Mashmalah. Right? Kamash Malan the Dilma Shah Bidaris for Koman Layoda of it a diet of Midkar. Now what's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan that this is something that cannot be midbarer. There's no way of being mavarit. If you don't know the halachas, then you can't even say afterward whether you did shi'ah or not. Because b'shas ma'isa, you weren't thinking shi'ah. Could be, I don't know, could be b'shas ma'isa, you know whether you pierced the side, it could be. But you're not going to know whether you swiped down or whether you chopped down, because you didn't even know to think about it. Kamash Malon, it's not Nitan Lebirer. That's a Kamash Malon, no. That's if to be told that if you don't know the Shechit, then you cannot even recollect correctly. That's a Kamash Malon. No, so once we see this Rashba, first of all, what is the Nekudas HaMachleik between Rashi and the Rashba? How's Rashi going to answer the Rashba's kashas? What's Rashi going to say? Rashba says, Rashi, according to Rashi, he's telling me you have to do a birur. You have to do a birur. What's the issue for Rashi?
Will you remember correctly? Or can you go back to the mice and remember that I did that or had it in mind?
So, look, you're telling me that the Machleik is in Metzias. When Rashi holds that without knowing Hilcha Shechita you can recollect correctly, and the Rashba holds you cannot recollect correctly. L'chayr, that's that would be a verify. L'chayr, I'm not sure. Maybe you could verify. Could you have such a machlekes? It's a machlekes in the way people think. I'm not sure. But that's a good hesber. Why? Because if that's the machlekes, l'chayr, it's a suffix. You know, what's what are they arguing about? They're arguing about how human minds work. So if I was the Rashba and Rashi said it works one way, and it's like, I was suffering, I wouldn't say Rashi's. No, the Bada incorrect. Either take 10 people, don't have a give them knives and figure out what the deal is, or it was suffering. No. Could be that you can't waste 23 animals to figure out whether. That could be. Go ahead, the Rambam. So Rambam Hilchas in Chulin. Sometimes they have a chazok, you cannot be bar. Suffer, yeah.
Can you say that they're arguing on whether or not the list of the five psulos are, I mean, are they a checklist, or are they something that you need to be, meaning, does shechita need to be done with someone who knows the halachos alongside? Can you verify all these things? If I saw someone who saw him at 5 o'clock and at 5:05 and he did the shechita in between, that's not shechia. If I analyze the animal, if there's teresa, meaning,
if I had an outside person telling me who knows the halachas, that should be okay.
Even according to the Rashba.
Jake, what do you say?
A little bit of a sidebar, but do you have to be focusing on the five things while you're doing it? Or if, let's say you've been shechting for 30 years, it's just natural to you, so it's kosher because by now you know what you're doing. But every single time you shecht, you have to be focusing on all five.
So I would say in muskel rishon, every single shkut you have to be focused. But it's a little bit of a new, the question of when second nature becomes we have to define the question a little bit sharper. Whether at what point we can assume that it's that I have das without articulating the das.
30 days.
Was that?
Isn't it like 30 days, like we said in Brachos, it quotes like saying.
Not bad. Go ahead.
I was also thought of brachos, they quote that you're, once you make the bracha and you start, it's not considered like a hesach hadas, because you're doing shlita one after another.
Yeah.
Does that mean that your mind is constantly on like shem, mitzvah, shlita, whatever? Each one,
we're going to learn the very first Mishnah will tell us we don't really need to have das b'shas shchita, because his chereshet v'kodin is because Hashem yiskalkulu, not because they don't have das. L'chayra. Go ahead.
Maybe they're on the nan manos of the shochet who doesn't know the hilchos shchita. That meaning, according to Rashi, he would say that somebody who doesn't know the hilchos shchita, if you ask him, you know, did you do this properly and that properly, that he'd be believed to say, like, oh yeah, you know, that, I didn't know that was, you know, a thing, but
right.
I know I did it. According to the Rashi, if you don't know the hilchos shchita going in, then now, and, you know, you're trying to sell this meat, you know, the guy, he lost his nemanos, because if you don't know the hilchos shchita going in, somebody says, did you do this, then regardless if he did or didn't, he'll say, like, oh yeah, of course I did that. Because he's trying to sell it.
So I don't know. I don't know that it fits into the Lashon. It sounds like you're saying, Chaim, that it has to do with that he might be in a Gevedor. Right? And you do find that in the Achronim. In similar situations. And we will discuss, that's going to be a sugya in that test of you, whether a Tavach has Nehemonos on his own Shechita. Right? But the Gemara is going to conclude that a Tavach has Nehemonos on his own Shechita. So once we assume that, even though there is a financial Negias, I think that issue was already determined before Rebbeinu Rav Shmuel. I don't think he would be having a suffix in that. Daniel?
They're arguing on what the role of a Baki is in Shechita. Is it a Matir or a Matzil?
So let's just step back a little before we use terms. So let's see what we're holding in the sugya. So we learned so far Daf Tesman Aleph primarily to give us Akdama into Hilchos Shechita. So now we know, what are we talking about? And we have a Meram is really more in Daf Chav Chesman Aleph that it's that the Torah says Kasher Tzivi Sicha, and Chazal say Kasher Tzivi Sicha is the Psule Shechita that we're given Allah Chalomesh B'Sina. Okay. In order to give us this hakdoma to the Masechta, so we learned that sugya. So what we're discussing right now is not core hakdoma to chulin, but kevin shegan al kach, so you get a little bit of a taste of the derech halima that we have to accomplish. So I wanted to go a step deeper, and to once we said Allah Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, so we left open several sveikas that I want to discuss in the base matters tomorrow. Right, number one is, what is the essential machlokes in Rashba and Rashi? What's the nekudas on machlokes? Why didn't they agree that it was a safek? Number two, are we talking about an east a safek de raisa, safek de rabbanon? We have a safek if the tamach was a yadin or not. Part of that question is whether we are undermining the chazaka or we are accepting the chazaka, and Chazal added on another level of sofik. Part of the question, which I do not think is necessary, for this sugya is whether a chazaka that may not, that whether a chazaka can be established if there still is an element of randomness. Does a chazaka have to preclude randomness? I don't think we can get into that. That's a huge sugya, which we'll get into this year. But I don't think that this is the place to get into it. But it's still worth thinking about. But the aside of it that I want to nail down together is precisely what is Rashi and Rashba arguing about. What can they not agree about? And if you look carefully at the Nusach of the Rambam, the Lashon of Rambam, in Hilchos Shechita Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph and Beis, you will certainly be able to figure out the Shechita Rambam in this sugya. Whether I would posit that it's going to be either the Rashba or the Chachmei Tzarfas, but the Rambam's Lashonis are clean, and you'll appreciate the clarity of the Rambam, why he gives those Lashonis, because we've seen the Sofis over here. All right, so again, today we had a Hagdoma number one, two Hagdomas. And then Hagdoma number two, we came and she got to this din, let's just finish up to learn it well. And then I'll have more Marmakovis to go weiter, which is another Hagdoma based on the next this piece of Testament Aleph. All right? I didn't get to know your names, all of you who are new this morning, because I wanted you to get down to work. I'm Melis Vatera. Then I can do the social stuff afterward. And but I look forward to getting to all of you and spending time together. And as the next few days, we'll discuss more opportunities that we'll have to learn together. Okay? Good. We'll have Mechir here, okay? Shalom Aleichem. And I'm very sorry about the thing with the car.
Yeah.
And how many days are we still sitting there?
Day,
yeah,
it was probably 5 days.
Oh, exactly.
Let's
see what I can do.
I got there at day 8 hours
too late. Went into it.
They towed it Thursday morning.
No, they towed because the lady.